If the recipient of the data has a Nextcloud account at the University of Jyväskylä, files and folders can be shared directly with the recipient's name. For others than the university's Nextcloud users, data are shared via email using sharing links. Start by clicking the link icon to the right of the item that you want to share. A sharing menu opens in the right-hand side of the directory. In the menu, you can create a share link and manage its settings. Please note that you can only feed one name or address at a time in the address field. The link is automatically sent to the recipient directly after you have typed the address and clicked Enter. The names and addresses of recipients appear in the sharing menu, and shares can be managed from the settings menu to the right of the recipient address. When you share data via a link to the recipient's email address, Nextcloud sends the link message with an automatically generated password. Accordingly, the sender automatically receives an email containing the password. The sender has then to send the password to the recipient separately. In the menu, the sender can change the default read-only setting to allow editing and set a new password or a new expiration date to the link. You can also remove the password and the expiration link altogether. When you share data with larger groups of people, for example, for a whole research team, you can create the link without names or email addresses simply by clicking the share link and then the plus icon to the right. From the menu that opens, you can manage the link settings. You can copy the link to clipboard and forward it to the recipients separately. Read-only is the default setting for Nextcloud links. The recipient gets to read the files but cannot edit them. For editing, change the setting to Allow Upload and Editing. Via file drop links, the recipient can drop and download data to the sender's Nextcloud. It is perfect for example, partners and students who need to send data to Nextcloud. Hide download inhibits the recipient from downloading the read-only data to themselves. When you share data for external email addresses with links, a password is automatically generated to the link. In the share settings, you can change the password or remove it altogether. The sender receives the automatically generated password to the email immediately upon sending the link. The password has to be sent to the recipient separately. The recipient does not receive it in the link message. Please note that even though you change the password or remove it, you will receive an automatic message from Nextcloud containing the original automatic password. If the password has been changed or removed, you can ignore the automatic message. If you create a general link with the share link functionality from the plus icon without first assigning it to someone's email, you can set and manage the password at any point. The sharing links is by default active for 7 days. You can extend the time or remove the expiration date altogether. The unshare command closes the link and ends the share. Add another link is a quick command to create several share links to the same dataset with different access rights. When one Nextcloud user of the university shares data with another, the data appear directly in the recipient's home directory. When sharing data with a link, the recipient accesses them by clicking the link in the notification email. If the sender has protected the data with a password, the receiver first lands on a login view where they type the password that they have received separately from the sender. If the sender has removed the password, the recipient accesses the shared content directly. In the sharing window that opens, the recipient can view the data and download them for editing on their own device, according to the sender's settings.